After 15 years serving as a redcoat in His Majesty's Coldstream Guards, Matthew had seen his fair share of war. He made the dizzying heights of corporal, could reload and fire a musket 3 times within 1 minute, and could march on foot for weeks at a time, then fight a battle at the other end. In truth, he was able to load and fire a musket 4 times within 1 minute, although the ramrod would still be halfway down the barrel on the last shot. That had saved his life once. The bullet had completely missed the French soldier who was 1 stride from burying his bayonet into Matthew's body. The ramrod, however, had not. It slammed into the man's throat, exiting at the base of his skull in a bloody swathe. The Frenchman was dead before he hit the ground. That battle, and others similar, had left the fair skin of his face scarred. A long scar ran the length of his face, from the corner of his left eye to his chin, compliments of the near miss of an enemy soldier's razor-sharp bayonet. A minor burn above his right eye remained visible years later, caused by pouring too much gunpowder into the flash pan of his rifle. That had been a hard and painful lesson to learn, Matthew thought, touching the burn scar.
"I say, boy, be a good lad and get me 3 pints, would you?"
Matthew's reverie broke as he looked up at the customer in surprise. The Eagle and Rabbit was a popular tavern on the outer western side of London. Most of the patrons were farm workers, all of whom were unable to read or write, so it was with some surprise that Matthew served a posh Englishman. He did not like the way the pompous man spoke to him, like some lowly servant. He scowled at the well-dressed patron with his dark, short-cropped hair, slicked back with grease and glistening in the light thrown by various torches hanging from the walls.
"What did you say?" asked Matthew through gritted teeth.
"Oh, are you hard of hearing, boy?" asked the posh Englishman in mock surprise.
He stroked his waxed moustache and leaned over the bar. In a loud voice, as if he were addressing an elderly man hard of hearing, he said,
"Get me another 3 pints, boy."
"What if I don't?"
Matthew responded, anger warming him.
"Oh, good heavens above, my boy! I should think I would cut your throat," grinned the posh man.
Matthew glared at the customer and instinctively realized that for all his arrogant airs, the man was dangerous. Behind the patron's well-dressed, posh demeanor lingered controlled violence. It was rare he saw the two traits combined. Posh upper-class people were rich, educated, but usually had men of sterner stuff than themselves carry out their violent, dirty work. Matthew knew, as much as he disliked the customer, the man could fight. Moreover, he had probably killed before today.
"Right you are," Matthew said.
"Don't mumble, boy. Speak properly."
Seething, Matthew departed to pour the drinks, reminding himself that to spit in the drinks would be seen as somewhat unprofessional. As he poured the drinks, he watched the man. He was a tall man, his dark eyes slowly raking across the patrons. Out of curiosity or ever watchful for a threat, it was difficult to tell. He wore a rapier at his hip, the blade of which was no wider than a man's thumb. With 2 pints poured, Matthew began filling the third. The hilt of the weapon was coated in scratches and dents. Clearly, it was not a ceremonial weapon.
"Why, thank you, my boy. You are a gentleman and a scholar," smiled the Englishman.
"I am neither," replied Matthew, nodding as he accepted the man's money.
The Englishman chuckled as he departed.
"Nor I," he said over his shoulder. "Nor I."